Donald Trump, countries emptying their prisons into U.S. thanks to Biden's open border. By Amy Furr on August 21, 2021. Former President Donald Trump blasted President Joe Biden on Saturday for leaving the nation's southern border wide open. Trump said during his rally in Cullman, Alabama, "In a matter of mere months, Biden has thrown our southern border wide open. When I left office, we handed the new administration the most secure border in U.S. history and they turned it into the greatest border disaster in American history, probably anywhere in the world." Trump continued. "You know they're emptying their prisons out into our country? And I'm not just talking about Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, Mexico. I'm talking about Middle Eastern countries. Yemen, people are coming in from Yemen. Our country will really be in trouble. We'll really be in trouble. Under my administration, we ended the ridiculous catch and release. You catch somebody, you find out they're a criminal and you release them immediately into our country. We ended asylum fraud, we deported record numbers of criminal aliens. We negotiated historic agreements with Mexico and Central America to stop illegal immigration. And we built all of that wall that I just talked about. But we had a stay in Mexico policy. You can't come into our country, I'm sorry. Stay in Mexico. Biden ended it, he ended it. But you know what happened? Yesterday we won in court and a very wise judge said we're allowed to have stay in Mexico. Thank you, Judge." Biden's Department of Justice, DOJ, is pleading with the United States Supreme Court, SCOTUS, to halt reinstatement of Trump's Remain in Mexico policy, Breitbart News reported Saturday. Late Friday evening, Biden's DOJ applied to Justice Samuel Alito, requesting that SCOTUS block reinstatement of the Migrant Protection Protocols, MPP, commonly known as Remain in Mexico, until the case makes its way to the court, a process that could take more than a year, the article read. Meanwhile, the nation's television networks have nearly stopped covering Biden's unpopular mass migration crisis at the southern border, according to a study from Rich Noyce at the Media Research Center, MRC. The illegal immigration influx along the U.S. southern border has worsened every month since President Biden took office, but the liberal broadcast networks have essentially stopped covering the crisis, reports stated.